industrial action is an escalation to an ongoing campaign to increase investment in bus driver wages as driver shortages continue to put a strain on the network. An additional 300 drivers from the Gold Coast region are expected to join the indefinite fare free action later this week.
In national news, new laws moving through the federal government will increase paid parental leave to 26 weeks by July of 2026. The Women's Economic Equality Task Force has handed new recommendations to the federal government, pushing for longer paid parental leave, stating a long-term ambition should be increasing the amount of leave to 52 weeks. Australian women are offered well below the average compared to many similar countries, wherein 20 weeks of government-funded paid parental leave are available, paid at minimum wage. The report also calls for superannuation to be paid, a more accessible childcare system, and payment for mandatory teaching and nursing placements.
The proposed four-day work week is gaining momentum, with Medibank announcing a trial for more than 250 workers. The health insurer won't compress the work week for staff participating. Instead, they'll work only 80% of their hours and receive 100% of their pay. The trial will last for 6 months before being reassessed and scaled to the wider organisation of nearly 4,000 staff. Miloš Milicevic from Medibank believes it can be done whilst maintaining 100% productivity.
In international news, an additional 14 aid trucks have entered the Rafah border crossing between Egypt and Gaza on Sunday night. 20 initial trucks of medical and food supplies entered into Gaza on Saturday, following the opening of the Rafah crossing. Aid officials are warning of a humanitarian disaster, saying supplies of food, water and fuel are low. The UN said a minimum of 100 trucks a day would be required in Gaza to cover the urgent needs of people on the ground.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.